afternoon, I am delighted to be with you today to announce the National Hockey League's plans for our resumption of play, the format of the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs, and how we will conduct the 2020 NHL Draft Lottery.
Hey, Ben, you know what that means, right?
Hockey's back.
Hockey's back, baby! What's going on? You're listening to the Long Island Sound Podcast, your source for everything Isles and the only Islanders podcast that knows for sure that Trocheck wasn't tripped. I'm one of your hosts, Damon Vetteri, and I'm joined by Ben Cohen. What's up, Ben?
What is up? How's it going? It's been too long.
It has been a while, and you know, I think we last left off on a good note. We had the bagel boss himself, the man behind the Blue Line Deli, Donald Rosner, stop by and shared his thoughts on things, and that was fun. And since then, I mean, man, we have not had a whole lot to talk about. We thought maybe Sorokin would be signed. We didn't really have much in terms of anything to really talk about, unless you find, you know, following NHLers on YouTube and playing video games on Twitch interesting, which, you know, it is, but not podcast material. I mean, we just haven't had anything to really talk about, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, now we do. I don't know if you feel the same way. I don't know what it's like with your work or whether you've been still doing things anyway, but for me at least, I feel like, with the exception of school being online and this is my last week of school, I feel like things are feeling a little bit more normal this weekend, last week. I think last week started sort of this transition back to normal-ish that I feel at least like content with.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the start of trying to get back to normal. And,
yeah.
You know, and much like, and we're going to talk about this, but much like the NHL format for the playoffs and moving forward, it's going to be something familiar yet something strange and odd and not quite right. And I think that's a good analogy for just how life is going to be in the next, I don't know, 3 to 6 months, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if, like, even next season what the plans are going to be in terms of whether it's fans in arenas, people in offices, people in schools. I mean, I guess you just don't know.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess we have things to talk about. I think we'll just jump right into the most obvious one, which is that yesterday the NHL announced their format for how the teams are going to return to play, what the playoff picture is going to kind of sort of look like. Bottom line is we know the Islanders' next opponent. And that is extremely exciting because we have not had a game to look forward to in months. So we're going to be playing the Panthers. And what I want to do before we kind of get into all that is I want to read what the breakdown is, what the format's going to be moving forward as far as the NHL announcing the return to play. So it's going to be 24 teams. And all 24 teams, the top 24 teams, I guess, will be competing for the Stanley Cup. There's going to be a round robin for the top four teams in each conference. So for the Eastern Conference, which is what we care about, it's going to be the Bruins, the Flyers, the Lightning, and the Capitals that are going to be playing a round robin for seeding. So the winner of the round robin is seed one. The, you know, the team that performed the worst is seed four, and two is two, and three is three, and so on. So I think that's really cool. There's a qualifying round, which is where the Islanders find themselves, in which the remaining eight teams play a best of five series to advance to the first round. So it's essentially a play-in to get into the playoffs. And the first and second round format and series length is to be determined. Conference finals and Stanley Cup finals will be a best of seven series. So, and there's going to be two quote unquote hub cities that the teams will play in. I've heard rumors that one might be Vegas for the accommodations. I wouldn't be surprised if another one's somewhere in Florida because of that, the accommodations there. And we've been okay for the most part in certain areas. So anyway, what do you think, Ben?
I'm hyped. And I got to tell you, I have a couple bones to pick about specific parts of it. First of all, I don't care what anyone says. The play-in round is part of the playoffs. It is. If you're not going to come back to play hockey, you're not in the playoffs. And if you are coming back to play hockey, you are in the playoffs. The play-ins are playoffs. If they don't have the Stanley Cup playoffs paint under the ice, or however they do that, which is low-key one of the coolest parts of hockey, is how they can paint the ice. But I won't get into that anymore. That's just a me thing that I find cool.
No, but it is cool. I'm with you on that.
That's part of the playoffs. How is you can't explain. It's a sudden, not sudden death, but it's a play-in, play-out matchup.
That's basically let me step back before I explain how I feel about it. I was very apprehensive to accept some weird hodgepodge thrown together format to try to quote unquote save the season. That's probably the traditional hockey fan in me that I have, I think at this point, finally let go, and I am willing to embrace whatever the NHL can do to save, revenue and keep the league going and give us something to look forward to. So I'm all for that. I think we have a chance to see maybe, hopefully, a once-in-a-lifetime crazy tournament with no fans, with two hub cities, one probably in the West, one in the East maybe, and just something we've never seen before. And I think that's pretty cool. I certainly, there are some things I don't like about it, but for the most part, hey, you're given the top 2/3 of the league a chance to compete for the Stanley Cup. And you know what? If the Islanders end up coming on top at the end and hoisting the Stanley Cup, I don't care if there's an asterisk or not. I'm going to the parade. So.
Oh, exactly. And you know me, I said it on the podcast before. I wrote an article about it. I was in favor from the beginning of getting as creative as possible with 31 teams. I don't care if you want to make it 32 and give a stupid KHL team. I don't care. This is not going to be fair either way. So you're looking for two things. One, what's going to be the most fun? Or actually three things. One, what's going to be the most fun? Two, and this is what the NHL has as number one, is what's going to make the most amount of money back. And those two kind of coincide because fun for the fans will equal money sometime. And usually there's a correlation there. And three, how to screw over the least amount of people.
Right.
And I think that they did a pretty good job about those three things. This is going to be fun. It's the playoffs. It's fun. It's going to be getting the NHL money because, it's going to be on TV. It's not going to be the same. But
if it's in Florida, I'm sneaking in. I don't care. Arrest me.
No, I don't think it's going to be
sneaking in.
I would be shocked if people don't find ways to do that, honestly. And then the third thing about screwing over as few teams as possible, none of the seven teams that aren't in it get to say, hey, fuck you, we had a chance at getting in. And only one of the 24 teams should hold up their hands saying, wow, we had no chance at making the playoffs, which is the Canadiens. The Canadiens had no chance of making the playoffs. They were 9 points behind the Islanders, playing three more games. But everybody else has a claim to say it was possible for us to make the playoffs, and all of the teams plus one for whom it was possible to make the playoffs are in the playoffs, and I'm okay with that.
The other thing too is I understand that you want the upper crust to get in, and that's what's great about the playoffs and all that. But at the end of the day, this is about revenue. Gary Bettman did a phenomenal job doing whatever he could to try to cobble something to finish the season with and have somebody play for the Stanley Cup. So I commend him. And, you can't be upset that the Blackhawks are in, that the Rangers are in. Toronto's in, all this. Because you know what? As much as Islander fans, we maybe don't like those franchises, the league needs the big markets. And now, more than ever, with how much revenue, how many gate receipts these owners have lost, they need those big markets to be involved. So, sorry, but if we want the sport that we love to survive, we have to make some concessions. And it's not like they reseeded everybody and had a lottery to see. I mean, it's based on, you know, it's based on the standings, and that's fine. I'm good with that. And I will say this, I don't think anybody, of course, could have put it any perfectly than Brendan Burke when he said on Twitter, "Isles versus Panthers in a city to be determined, on a date to be determined, will play either a best of five or best of seven series to advance to play a to be determined team. It's an ever evolving plan, but it's a plan and something to look forward to." I mean, the man just gets it. I think since that tweet, they have announced that it will be a best of five play-in round. But too funny. Too funny. I mean, he just, the guy understands it. So
he knows how to do everything perfectly. I don't can he do anything wrong? Is it possible?
I know. So it's really, I think it's going to be really, really exciting and something different. And yeah, it's going to be weird and all that, but who cares? There'll be bigger brackets. There'll be, you know, more things to look forward to. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, you've probably exhausted anything that you had a remote interest in watching on Netflix. You've probably gone through your video game backlog, if that's what you're into. You've read all the books you care. There can't be that much more that you have to entertain you. So let's just take what we can get and, you know, be excited that we're going to be able to complain about the Islanders' power play again soon.
Yeah, I think that's a double-edged sword. But I got to say, regardless of how it ends up working out, whatever we're going to be talking about for the next half an hour or whatever is something that we wouldn't have been able to talk about 2 days ago. If we're going to talk about the other bone I had to pick, which we'll get to when we start talking about the lottery, which is why are playoff teams in the lottery? To me, yeah. The lottery should just be the seven teams and that's it. But honestly, they kind of did a decent job with it, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to eliminate tanking no matter what, and I get that, and so be it. I mean, it's fine. So, yeah. I mean, so the other matchups, so we talked about the top four that are going to be in the round robin. The rest of the matchups are going to be the Penguins took the 5 seed. They're going to be playing the Canadiens, who are the 12 seed. Then you have the Rangers, who are the 11 seed, playing the Hurricanes, who were the 6th seed. So that'll be an interesting matchup. As much as you might hate the Rangers, those are two teams who just don't play any defense and fly. And that's actually the series I'm most looking forward to, besides the Islanders in the Eastern Conference, is Canes Rags. I think that's going to be fast, fast hockey.
Yep.
7 versus 10 is us versus the Panthers. And then the final matchup is going to be one that I'm just not looking forward to at all, and that's the Maple Leafs against the Blue Jackets, which is 8 and 9. So it'll be good. And really, I guess, you know, I believe I understand this correctly. So we would, if we win ours, we're playing the 2 seed. Whoever finishes in the round robin in the 2 seed, right? Is that how that, I think that's how that works.
I think that might have been, I could be wrong, but I feel like that was the rumor. And then what they're going to do is, I actually don't know what they're going to do. What they should do is just the way the NFL does it, where the lowest seed plays the highest seed. Like, it should depend on who wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the Islanders, if the Penguins and Hurricanes both win their series, then the Islanders should play the 3 seed, which would be the Capitals. And right. And so forth. And if the
would be, but the Caps are going to be, because I also saw the Islanders originally the Islanders were supposed to play the Lightning if they beat the Panthers, and I didn't see where the Lightning were seeded.
They're the 2 seeded.
Boston. Okay, yeah. So we'd be playing whoever seeds 2. And again, God help me, pray for me if Philly ends up taking the 2 seed, because it'll be, if the Islanders win and Philly takes a 2 seed, it's going to be a dark, dark time in this household.
Oh, right, they're playing for the two seed.
That's what's cool about it. Like, so those teams originally were not going to have much to play for, and now they have a lot to play for. So those are going to be good matchups too. So right. It's like a super first round. Like the first round of the playoffs is sometimes some of the best, and it's like a super first round. You've got so many teams here that just all feel like they have a shot. And I think that's really cool.
Are all the games going to be on TV? I wonder how they're going
to
do.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they have to. They have to. The whole point is to earn revenue.
Yeah, and they can earn a day too because no one's doing anything.
Well, yes, I mean people are getting back to it, but no, you're right. Now, so let's real quick, we'll talk about how everything kind of went down with the Islanders and the Panthers. We ended up beating the Panthers all three times we played them this season, which is a very rare thing. Usually we lay an egg, especially down in Sunrise. I've gone to that building many a time and seen just miserable performances. So we actually played them pretty well. They were all close games. So I know one I think went to a shootout, and then the other two I think were like one or two goal games. So
I actually went to two Islanders games this season, and both of them were against the Panthers.
Okay, yeah, so you've been primed for this.
I saw the shootout, and I saw one more. One of the games that I was at was the first game of the streak, of the 17-game point streak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does
that feel like it was – I mean, that the last time we played the Panthers was December 12th when the Islanders won 3-1. And, they swept the Panthers in the season series. So, look, there's a couple things that I'm really excited about with this matchup. And honestly speaking, we have no idea how these teams are going to come back and play. It's essentially like starting a season with the playoffs. Like, it's like backwards, you know, because these guys have been off for so long. They haven't really been skating, so there's going to be a training camp and all that. Like, we really don't know how they're going to play and if they're going to come out hot or not. But the best tweet I saw in a long time was from Brian Compton today when he said, Adam Pellick will be available. That is huge.
No way. That's amazing.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Dude, he is available. We will have Pellick back in the lineup. And I believe for the first time ever, we will have all four of our centers. So we will have Matt Barzal, we will have Brock Nelson, we will have Casey Cizikas, and we will have JG Pageau down the middle. So, you know, the Isles, they can surprise teams. You saw them, you know, with their 17-game point streak at the beginning of the season, which really feels like a decade ago. They can catch fire. So there's that. Also, here's what I'm betting on. Brock Nelson's biological clock has reset, and he could play like it's October again, and he could literally win the Conn Smythe and take us to the cup to the Stanley Cup Finals by himself. So there's that I'm excited about too. But I know every team is happy to get their all of their players back, but I don't know if any team has gained as much as the Isles have in terms of getting their number one D-man back. And yes, their number three, four center, but really like the heart of the team. So that's huge for us.
Right, for sure. And we talk all the time about when Pageau came, we talked about that winger thing where if you're a winger coming in, whether you are Jordan Eberle and Anders Lee, or whether you're Oliver Wahlstrom, Kiefer Bellows, if you're playing for the New York Islanders, you're playing with a good center. It does not matter who you are. You're playing with a good center when everyone's healthy. And that's just, it's got to be refreshing to whatever line you're on. You should be able to get the job done because you've got a center who the coach trusts, who the GM trusts, who you should trust, who your defense trust, and who's going to play well for the team. And especially when you're going to have that expanded roster, that's going to be super, super important, I think.
Yeah. Without a doubt. And I think this is going to be a fun matchup. I think the Panthers want revenge from, you know, I hinted at it at the top of the show, but they want revenge from the infamous Trocheck tripping incident when we tied the game. I say we because I say we, not who actually scored, but tied the game. And then obviously we know that we won it in double OT. But, you know, they want revenge from that, and I think we're just going to be happy to have the whole lineup back again. So it's going to come down to, you know, I think just who wants it more, because, you know, these guys are not going to be like, it's going to be more of a, I think the earlier in the playoff that this goes, the more it benefits the Isles, because the Islanders are a hardworking team. They're not a skill team. So, you know, you can, it doesn't matter how rusty you are, you can outwork your opponent, where you're not relying on the power play that has the gel and all that stuff. So I think that actually works in our favor. Varlamov has, go ahead.
I was just thinking about that. I agree with you, but also just for the sake of playing devil's advocate, I think it's also fair to, I mean, it's also not unreasonable to look at it from the other point of view, which is that if, the Islanders are the team that wins based on hard work and teamwork, where if the Panthers happen to be more in shape when the season starts, just because, you know, that's how the cookie crumbled, that does not bode well for a team that's supposed to win because they work harder than you. And it's, you know, losing, if you're coming back from training, I mean, I'm not entirely sure how long training camp is going to be. I think maybe that's 2 weeks.
I don't know. I have to really look. I'm kind of waiting because I feel like until they announce the logistics of it, I don't think we're going to know specifics. So, you know, once we know exactly, I mean, I don't know if these teams are all going to, I'm assuming, you know, you got to be careful with this because some areas are not open yet. And some are. So like New York teams can go back and return. But there's particular guidelines that the league has set up. There are certain teams that are playing in states where they are not open yet. So I think no one, you know, the NHL is going to have to just either say, okay, all your training camps are going to be in one location and, you know, you're sharing, like, who knows? This is crazy. I mean, it's crazy right now. So I think until they really iron out the details, we've got a picture and it's hazy. We just need to, you know, focus on it a little bit and then we'll know exactly what, you know, the deal is. But I've read something where it was like only six players are going to be allowed on the ice at the same time. So like, they're not even going to be able to scrimmage against each other. It's like, it's super bizarre. Like, it's just exactly. A really, really weird thing.
So you really, I mean, I would agree with you if we're assuming that the hard work pays off is going to help in getting in shape faster and re-gelling, getting that chemistry back faster. But also it could be the opposite. If they're just unlucky and happen to be the dude, you know, the team that has that one player that isn't back at it. Like in the German soccer league that's back, one of the best players on Borussia Dortmund, who are the second best team, Jadon Sancho, came back like 15 pounds overweight. He's their best player and they lost their biggest game of the season yesterday that they had to win. And that's their season. Like you can just be that unlucky. Obviously, it's probably not going to be that, it might not be that black and white, but that's all that has to happen for one thing to go wrong. I mean, what if Matt Barzal comes back 15 pounds overweight?
I seriously doubt that's going to happen, but I hear you. And this, you know, look, I think if nothing else, this type of format and the crapshoot that will be the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, it benefits the lower seeded teams like the Islanders a lot more than it benefits the 1, 2, 3 spotted teams, because you just don't know how you're going to come back. And it's just when was the last time these guys played? Two months. By the time they get on the ice, you're going to be talking about what, a four and a half month gap at minimum since the last time they all played together. I mean, you might as well just call this a brand new season. I mean, it's just because that's what it is. So who knows how it's going to go? You're going to see some really weird hockey out there for the first like two or three games.
Exactly. Who knows? I mean, and it could even affect go into the next round. Because, I mean, I was thinking about it. And before they decided that those top four seeds are going to play for seeding, I wasn't sure. Because if they have, like, buys, so-called buys, that might not be a good thing for them. Where every other team is fresh, haven't played a series, and yeah, they're still playing their first hockey.
Well, that's why they set up that round robin, because, you know, they wanted to make it fair. And I'm sure each team will play the other three teams once so that they all have an even, you know, they've all at least played three games, right? So it's putting those teams on an even playing field, which I think is fair.
No, for sure. But also, like, think about it. The bottom eight teams are playing to stay in the playoffs. The top four are playing to get, for all intents and purposes, like, they're playing for seeding, but really they're playing for fitness and game sharpness, to my mind at least. And, I mean, to me, that's different kind of hockey. You're playing desperation hockey, and one, you're making sure you've got your skates on right. And I agree with you completely. I think that bodes well for the bottom teams that are saying, listen, we've been playing desperate for a while. It's the difference between the Blues, who were playing playoff hockey from December last year, to the Lightning, who weren't playing hockey from January to the playoffs and then suddenly had to play important games again.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. I think the other thing too that we need to think about is the Islander players have been sitting at home stewing on the fact that they, for all intents and purposes, have sucked for the last 45 days of the season. The last month and a half of the season, they were terrible. That has to be a major motivating factor for them. Is it not? Like, if you've been sitting at home, like, you have nothing else to do. Unless, you know, all the Islanders had kids during this too, which is like, okay, cool. Like, it all worked out. Congratulations. But, you know, now they're just sitting at home thinking about what they could have done, what they should have done, all this. So I have a feeling they're going to come out of this really, really hungry. It's just my thought, but I would love to see that happen, because you're going to get some teams that are going to be like, hey, you know what? We probably weren't going to make it, and that's awesome that we did make it. But then you have other teams that are like the Isles, I think, that are going to be like, we should have been at the top of this. We shouldn't be with these peasants. And we're going to come out and prove to the hockey world yet again that, you know, we're better than you think we are. And I think they've got a real chance to do that now with their number one D-man back and with a full, healthy group of arguably some of the best centers in the league right now, you know, from one through four. And give us as good enough chance as anybody else to at least make it to the second round.
Oh,
the
for
real
sure.
Second round, not like the fake second round, like the real second round.
Oh, well, yeah, no, for sure. Really two quick things. Did you see that the Penguins still have two injuries?
Yes, I did.
I think it's Bjugstad and Simone, who are, like, just done. They're not playing. Regardless of the timetable, they're out for the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work out? That's horrible.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's just that's the Penguins always have injuries. It's just kind of like one of those things. But I mean, think about this, man. If you're the Isles, right? And let's just say that it winds up that, you know, you got to beat the Panthers. And then let's just say that you draw the Flyers. Like, you mean to tell me that we can't get past the Panthers and the Flyers? I know we can. I know we can.
No, and, the thing that the Islanders showed this year, which is, I mean, in the NHL, and to be fair, most sports, the worst team can beat the best team. It's not, I mean, like, the Red Wings aside, teams in the NHL can beat other teams in the NHL pretty much regardless of the skill levels of those teams. But the Islanders, I think, took that to an extreme where they had the best streak of their franchise, one of the best in the NHL, certainly the best recently, and then also have absolutely sucked, like, for a long period of time, including losing their last seven games. J.G. Pageau hasn't won an Islanders game yet.
I know. And you got to think that luck's got to be on our side, right? We dropped the last seven, so...
Yeah, so we could go on a streak. Like, we could totally get swept by the Panthers, and we can totally do the same streak again. The Islanders, I mean, we can beat anyone, and we can lose to anyone. And that's true to everyone, but I'm saying the point being this is to an extreme, where you sort of wouldn't be surprised either way, because there's so many different Islanders that you could see come out in July or whenever it is.
Yeah, and I think I haven't seen the exact details yet, but I think they're going to extend rosters too. So you're going to have like Bellows and Wahlstrom possibly available as well, that if you need a little bit of extra scoring pop, you know, you throw those guys in the lineup. And
That better not extend the ELCs. That would suck.
I you know, who knows, man? Like, they're talking about walking back conditional picks. They're talking about like who they are figuring this out as they go. So it's impossible to really talk about anything with certainty when all we've known over the last 2 months is uncertainty. So,
and that's the thing. When you talk about whether it's NHL leaders or political leaders or just like random people talking in a conversation at a Memorial Day, just social distanced cookout, speaking from experience.
I was going to say, sounds a little specific.
Yeah, that one was a little bit specific. I don't know. I liked where that went. But whoever it is talking, you're talking about someone who is trying to find a solution. And whatever they say, or pretty much whatever they say, isn't like right or wrong. It's like an opinion, and it might work and it might not, and no one really knows, because you're in that situation where we've never been here before, and you put an idea out there, and when you say something, like whether it's Bettman coming up with a solution to these playoffs, is it perfect? Of course it's not perfect, but you think of something better. And that's not to say you can't. That's to say we're trying to appease the most people here, and I think we are, especially when we consider, and obviously these people have plenty of reasons to be ridiculed. The NHL was supposed to be the league that waited to decide what the NBA was going to do. And instead, I went to my friend's birthday today. We picked up, I picked up food for him, and a couple of friends met. We met in a field and had lunch. And when I went to pick up the food, the TV was on, and it was like some local news station, and it wasn't the NBA. It wasn't, why am I blanking on his name? The commissioner of the NBA. I'm such an idiot. This is going
to
kill me.
I just go back to David Stern, because that's the last time I cared about the NBA, and I know that he's not around anymore, unfortunately.
This is so stupid. I'm going to die if I don't.
You know, you do that. I'm not even going to pretend that I...
Adam Silver. So there we go.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I'm looking at the TV. It's not Adam Silver. It's Gary Bettman. And for whatever reason, I don't know if he spoke in front of... I didn't see an interviewer. I didn't, like, watch the thing on NBC Sports. But they actually had a clip of him with the Islanders backdrop. I think it might have been a video from him talking about Belmont. And this is, we're talking, I'm in a, there's like a tiny TV in a local calzone place by my house. And I'm seeing Gary Bettman with Islanders logos behind him on my screen. And that's a good look for the NHL, is it not? I mean, also for the Islanders, but like, that was just a me thing. I think it's really, really great that the NHL is the league that's on top of it and deciding, all right, this is what we have. And obviously there are things up in the air. Like you said before, Brandon Burke put it best, but we have this skeleton that we're going to go with, and we're not going to live and die by certain conditions. But we have this, and we're going to go with it to the extent that we can, and with the resources that we can, when we can. And I don't think they could be doing a better job, honestly.
I agree. In the face of all this craziness, you know, they're the first league that really has laid out a plan to get back to, you know, to action and to meaningful games. And I think that's huge. Did you also see that they resumed construction on Belmont?
Oh, I did. And they also kept construction on Belmont going for longer than they should have.
Yeah, they did. They did. But hey, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm looking right now at his Twitter handle's at Goonie Pete, and he's the Belmont. He calls himself the Belmont Insider, and he took a video from. It looks like one of the concourses looking down at where the ice would be. And man, I have goosebumps. Like it's going to be such a cool arena. Like just the sight lines that you can tell if you've ever been in a hockey building, like all you need to do is see the skeleton of Belmont from the inside and you can visualize it already. And man, it's going to be killer. It's going to be killer. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, it's so nice to just have the hockey blood pumping again. Like I know we don't have games to talk about yet, and we don't have rumors, and we don't have any of that real stuff. But like, we've got at least something to look forward to. And whether the Islanders play three games and they're out, or whether they make a run, or whether it's something in between, like it's something to talk about. It's something to get behind, and it's, you know, it's going to be fun to be a part of this strange, funky Stanley Cup playoff format. And I'm there for it, man. I'm there for it. You know, we got our full team back. We got our arena back on track. It's like things are starting to come together again. And that's just exciting. You know, I mean, it's like, I took like the hockey part of my brain and basically just like, I watched it like slowly shrivel up and die during quarantine. Cause it was like, there was just nothing happening. Like I started, like when quarantine first started, I maybe watched like a few of those NHL, videos with the, like the interviews from like one representative from each team, and like that was all right, but then they started showing like old games, and I was like, and like I have not had any hockey motivation in so long. And as soon as Bettman announced that it was back, I was like, oh, thank God, because I couldn't. Now, that was a somewhat sloppy transition into, what I would like to discuss with you, which was, this was the first time this past week that you watched the Dynasty Islanders play full games, right? You watched on the NHL Network?
The coolest thing I've ever seen. I like,
yeah.
It's so, I'm literally getting goosebumps. I was sitting I was watching on the TV and in my mom's room, because my brother was hogging the one downstairs playing video games. But I'm sitting there on the bed and I'm like sitting up on like feet hanging off, like we're in overtime, like what's going to happen? And this is from, obviously, you know, they win the cup and everyone probably knows more than I do, me being a 17-year-old, but knowing you know, they're going to win. And from the, it was the Canucks 6-5 overtime, overtime win where Bossy scores with 2 seconds left in overtime. Which also completes a hat trick, none of which I knew going into overtime. So I'm like watching this, and aside from the fact that I knew that they won at some point, I didn't know what was going to happen. And it was so exhilarating. That, like you said, the hockey part of your brain was shriveling up and it just grew back. And in the space of that hour or hour and a half or so of me just watching a game from the 80s, not knowing what, not even, aside from highlights, like you can't really get from highlights what the flow of the game is like. When, you know, people always say from highlight videos, you don't see, you can't really tell the quality of a player so much by the highlight video. You kind of have to have the eye test, mm-hmm. where you have to watch them play a game or multiple games, because you also can't even judge them on a game. The more you watch, the better, of course. But even with the pace, it's hard to tell just from, you know, watching a couple goals go in. You have to get that feel of what a power play is like. And you watch that game and five of the goals or six of the goals were power play goals. And you're like, damn, did they score more power play goals? And then the commentator is like, funny, because they played earlier in the year and they didn't have, between them, none of them scored power play goals all year. And you're thinking, so power plays are still a hot and cold type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This isn't
that different.
Mm-hmm. As much as the game changed, it stays, you know, it stays the same. I just love watching that Dynasty team, because, you know, you can, you know, especially if you didn't grow up in the 80s, like I was born mid 80s. So I didn't grow up in the 80s, like watching this team, the first real Islander team that like I was real big into him that I understood was that 92 team, that 92-93 team that went on that run. But going back and watching it, like, you can mentally adjust for how the game speed has changed compared to today's game. But what you will never not appreciate is how freaking good that Dynasty team was. They were a machine. They were a freaking buzzsaw. And, like, I think I tweeted you or I messaged you and I said, yeah, it's like that 80s team. Imagine having, like, the Rocket Richard, the Hart, and the Norris winner on the same team for, like, a decade. Like, that, it's just, like, they were just incredible. They were incredible. They would just go. They would not stop. They had set plays. Like that goal that Tinelli to Nystrom, you know, the very first Stanley Cup, you know, clinching goal. That was a set play those guys had. Like, they just, they were playing with the other teams.
Right. And people love to talk about, like, comparing teams in decades. And I've always been one to say, like, even to the extent where it's almost, it can, depending on the sport, it's almost like a different sport comparing, I don't know, whether it's like the 60s and 70s, like comparing like Pelé to Messi or that kind of thing. Like, you can't compare them, to my mind. But watching the Dynasty, they weren't just good for that period. They were good for, like, hockey. They were good. They weren't just, all right, yeah, this team was good, but they were good, like, they played in the 80s because they were good. Like, that team would have played now and done the same thing. That team was, it was, I mean, obviously they were slower, but, you know, you'd like to think they're going to get today's, you know, technologies. And,
oh, yeah.
That team works, and that team would work now, and that team would work always.
I mean,
that's the vibe I got.
Mike Bossy was just, I still believe that he is the most pure goal scorer that the league has ever seen. I really believe that. I mean, if his career didn't get cut short, who knows what numbers he would have put up. I mean, he was just an absolute machine. And they were, I mean, man, that they were just, they were great. I'm so glad you got a chance to see it and, like, you know, appreciate it because, that team was just killer. Just absolute killer.
Thing on Bossy before we move on. A couple weeks ago, I've been going there's a bike path that Rhode Island has that sort of, like, they brag that it's sweat that's like stretches from the southernmost point of Rhode Island to the northernmost point of Rhode Island. And it goes right by my house by the water, which, of course, south north of Rhode Island is like 2 minutes. Not actually, but tiny, but, my dad and I have been walking there. It's getting pretty nice up here, as I'm sure it is in everywhere, except Florida, where it's probably getting worse, like hot worse. But
yeah, it's getting warm here now.
Yeah. So I was gonna walk with my dad, and before I was watching this video of, like, every game-winning goal that won a Stanley Cup final. And of course, I watched the 80 to 83 like five times over and over again. But there, the goal—I forget which year it is. And no, it was. I'm stupid for not knowing whether it was 82 or 83. But a goal that Bossy scored, where it's a move that Gretzky's trying to make the other way, and Bossy's skating past Gretzky, and you're thinking, like, Gretzky joined the league like trying to beat Bossy.
Like, yeah.
And you think about that, and looking up Bossy's stats and looking up the awards and where he finished in all of these in all of the vote counts, and I'm trying to memorize all these things to tell my dad, who could not care less about hockey, but also will care what I have to say and be intrigued when I say he finished in the top 10 in the Hart voting every season of his career. Which is absolutely insane.
It's nuts.
Like, that's video game numbers. How do you like quantify that?
I mean, you basically, the only way you can is by saying that that is the last ever great hockey dynasty. And I saw recently, like, NHL was trying to say, like, that, you know, the Oilers were like that too. No, they weren't. They didn't win them in a row. They never won more than two in a row. And that was just done recently by, you know, the Penguins. And, you know, you had the Kings and Blackhawks trading cups for a number of years. It's not the same thing. Win 19 straight playoff rounds and then we'll talk, you know. Unfortunately, we're on the back end of that balancing out scale. So we haven't seen a whole lot of playoff rounds to be won lately. But who knows? Maybe this is the year. Maybe we make our run. Why not? Why the hell? Of all the times, you know, it was funny. I was talking to Julie and she was like, you know, the Flyers were on such a tear and now, you know, they're, you know, all that momentum stopped. And she's like, I don't even want to win the cup this year. I was like, if there was ever a year that the Islanders would win a cup, it'd be this year, because this is the kind of year that this is the kind of cup we would win. We would win an asterisk cup, a COVID cup, like, and I'll take it.
I don't care. Every other team in the league is going to care, but the team that wins. And if you think about that before it happens, it makes it not matter when someone wins it. Because, you know, 30 teams are going to be, okay, you won the asterisk cup. And one team is going to be like, who cares? So knowing that in advance makes me feel a lot better about the, you know, pure joy if things go really well. And also the this means nothing reaction that I'm going to have if they don't go well, which, like, which, you know, everyone's going to be the same, I think. So it's not a big deal. It's how every fan base is going to be in every sport. There's always an asterisk, and it's not going to, no one remembers that there's an asterisk.
Exactly. You don't think of the 95 Devils as the cup winners of a short season. You think of them as they were a juggernaut that won a cup in 95. Like, that's right. All you think about. Like, so I thought, yeah, whatever. It's fine. Every team's got the same chance to win. So if they don't win, you know, that's on them. So, I think we'll have much more to talk about as the plan develops further. You know, we'll kind of get more into Isles Panthers specifically and how we think they'll do. But it's just nice to talk about where we're heading and what the, you know, again, we have an opponent. We know who we're playing. It's the playoffs, like you said, no matter whether it's a qualifying round or not, it's the playoffs. You know, and there'll be plenty of time in the summer to talk about compliance buyouts and are we signing Sorokin and all that stuff. Right now, I'm focused on getting back to training camp, having a full complement, and going toe-to-toe with the Cats. So, you know, that's pretty much it for me, Ben. You got anything else you want to add this week before we head out?
I just want to say it one more time. Hockey's back.
It's back. It's so nice. It's so nice. So, look, we hope that everybody, you know, is healthy and doing well. And, you know, we're all just trying to figure this stuff out together. So, you know, as we get back, please, you know, just stay smart, stay safe, keep social distancing. If you go out, wear a mask. It doesn't matter if you don't look cool, or do it out of respect for your neighbor. Do it out of respect for, you know, the elderly, those who have, you know, that have compromised immune systems. Like, just do your part, and we won't have to worry about a second wave. Again, stay safe, be smart, and thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. It's good to be back behind the mics. You know, again, we still don't have a whole lot to talk about as far as actual hockey goes, but it's nice to talk about the plan. So if you get a chance, drop us a review on our Facebook group, which is the Long Island Sound. Follow us on Twitter. Ben's at LISound_. I'm at KaijuBlue13. We're on SoundCloud. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on, you know, Anchor FM, the usual suspects. If you're into video games, I'm going to do a shameless plug real quick. I just launched a podcast called X Button Radio. Me and a couple of friends of ours, just sitting around talking about video games for about an hour, hour and a half. So, if you like hockey and you like video games, you might want to check that out. And, same podcast websites and things that you can find us at. So, that's X Button Radio. So that's my plug. Ben, you got anything you want to plug?
I actually do. This is crazy. A friend of mine started a blog called The Hurry Up, if you may have heard of it. They've got a few thousand followers on Instagram. I think it's actually maybe hit 10,000 followers, or maybe I'm not doing them justice and they have any more ever. They have even more, but they actually don't have a hockey page right now. I'm working with my friend. We're going to try and see if we can maybe start one. It started mostly with football and basketball, and they're adding a soccer page as well. So if you're interested in any of those things, there's blogs, Instagram posts. You can follow at the Hurry Up on Instagram, or at the Hurry Up FC, I believe, for the soccer Instagram. And yeah, I might start writing for the soccer page and the hockey bit if it starts. So yeah, it's really cool. My friend's been working on it for a while. The Instagram especially is really successful. So yeah, totally check that out.
Nice. Good stuff, man. That's awesome. Well, I guess that wraps it up, and we'll be back as soon as we have a little bit more to share and to talk about, maybe not next week, but maybe the week after, as we slowly kind of we're in phase one of the podcast as well. So we'll be working our way into phase two and phase three. So for Ben, I'm Damon. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, be well, and we'll catch you later.